Amid all the accusations over who may or may not bear responsibility for the abuses at Abu Ghraib prison, one name that comes up time and again is that of Stephen Cambone. He's the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. NPR's Mary-Louise Kelly reports that if the scandal widens, Mr. Cambone may be the most vulnerable senior official at the Pentagon.
A rising star, soft-spoken, very bright, not so lovable. Those are some of the things you hear when you start asking around about Stephen Cambone. And here's the very first thing most people tell you. He's Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's right-hand man.
To the extent that Don Rumsfeld has a protege, it would be Stephen Cambone.
That's Lawrence Korb, an Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan Pentagon. He knows Cambone, debated him back in the 90s on the question of building a missile defense system. And he's convinced that Cambone bears significant responsibility for what happened at Abu Ghraib.
He is the one who got General Miller, who was running Guantanamo, to go over to Iraq and send out the message that we needed to be more proactive, more forceful with the prisoners to get more intelligence. He compounded the problem by messing up the chain of command, accountability, and control for what happened in Abu Ghraib.
Cambone could not be reached for comment for this story, but in a statement, a Pentagon spokesman said, quote, Undersecretary Cambone has no responsibility, nor has he had any responsibility in the past, for detainee or interrogation programs in Afghanistan, Iraq, or anywhere else in the world. Last week, Cambone testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Senator John Warner asked him how the abuse had happened.
It's, for me, hard to explain. I have spent a good deal of time over the last 10 days to 2 weeks looking at the various elements of this issue. And I think what we did have here was a problem of leadership with respect to the 372nd Battalion. That was the group that was the MP unit.
Failure of leadership starting at what level?
That is decidedly more difficult to say, sir.
Stephen Cambone forged his exceptionally close relationship with his boss when he served as Rumsfeld's staff director on a commission that evaluated the ballistic missile threat to the U.S. Michael O'Hanlon, a military analyst at Brookings, says Cambone has a great resume, but with one glaring hole, no background in intelligence.
The problem with having someone who's generally capable like Steve Cambone take on the intelligence world is that it is an incredibly difficult world to know. And Cambone had to go from taking this job to being involved in an ongoing military operation and making decisions on the fly. As smart as he is, that's almost an unreasonable task to give to anyone.
Cambone is, in fact, the first Undersecretary for Intelligence. The job was just created last year. He now exercises considerable influence over the 8 intelligence agencies that fall under the Defense Department's umbrella, among them Army Intelligence, which is most closely implicated in the Abu Ghraib scandal. Jane Harman, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, has some questions about how Cambone fits into the Pentagon chain of command.
His job title is Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. So he needs to fit into that chain of command in some visible way. And if he doesn't, that leads to another set of questions. Who's in charge? Where's the accountability? How are we going to organize this stuff for the future?
Here's one more question. Will being Rumsfeld's right-hand man be enough to prevent Stephen Cambone from being the fall guy for what went wrong at Abu Ghraib? Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.